This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, alongside Fred Davis. One last ride. Until next time, is what I'll say.
Until next time.
And that's what I want everybody to do today. Alec Medford's hanging out with us today as well. Everybody, 877-881-1053, send your love to Fred. Let him know how the midday audience really appreciates the work that he's done this week.
You guys have been, look, your audience has been tremendous. I've gotten several, great to hear you. Pleasure to meet you. I've heard crazy stuff about you on the night show, but to actually hear you on the midday at the remotes, I've had some folks message me, tweet at me, what have you. So it's been a lot of fun, man. I appreciate it.
I was actually talking with boss man Gavin Spittle yesterday, and I was like, man, this dude he's a good dude. And that's an important thing to me, good people.
Yeah.
And we were kind of discussing some of the, like, he's known you for a long time.
Gavin has.
And he was like, he's always been like that. And I said, you know, here's the thing. You go out to the stadium, there's not a single person that works at the stadium Fred doesn't know. Yeah. There's not a single person that he walks by that he doesn't go, you know what, I need to ask you a question about something. It just seems like you're very interested in what people are doing. And I'd kind of observed that as we were out and about, and you're genuine about it. You're not fake about it, and that's one of the things that that's one of the reasons I like the dudes at this station.
Yes.
I think Spittle's done a very good job of hiring people that are genuinely good people and have a good mix, a good thing to contribute to what we do here on this station. So appreciate what you've done, Fred, and you keep doing your thing, man.
Well, thanks, Corey. I've said this before. I mean, I've been to a few radio stations in my time, and I will say, and I've told Blake and anybody that'll listen to this, I have had more fun at 105.3 The Fan than at any time in my radio life.
Nice.
I didn't think I would ever, you know, I've had a good run with guys like Teddy J and my boy Henry Thomas, but as far as like the morning show here on midday afternoon and with Blake and everybody else, it's just been, I mean, I love coming to work and do radio.
Yeah, and that's something you told me too, very early, like when we first started working a couple last week, 2 weeks ago, you were like, I love radio.
I do.
You really,
I do.
And that's something I've seen, I've noticed that you really love this, not the business part of it.
I do.
But you love being on air and the takes and everything that goes into it. And a lot of people don't really understand that because they've never experienced it, but I see it. And I'm really, that really gets me excited for what you guys do, man.
Not being a drunken idiot also helps because I drank a lot in my first few years of doing radio, and that goes a long way too.
Yeah, that was Dawson had a run for a while.
No, me and Dawson talked about that at and Gavin is, you know, one of the first guys that reached out to me when I got here to 105 through the Fan, and we had a great talk he and I did at Gavin's Christmas party this last year, and just talked a little bit about that, about what we'd each gone through individually as far as,
life experience.
Imbibing just a little too much. I look, my hat's off to him, the fact that he can do the NA thing.
Yeah.
Because your boy can't.
The NA thing would probably say, you know what, go ahead and add some A.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh. Okay.
From the 214, let's call it what it is. Fred's a badass, and that's what that's what we're rocking with
probably
today.
My mom texting in, even though we don't talk anymore.
So thank you all Tolos out there. Also, if you got kids going to school today, if you got seniors showing up for their final year of high school, this is my first one. So this is the experience that I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah.
My first kid.
A little emotional?
I am a little emotional today.
As you should be.
I made a post on the Facebook, a post on Twitter.
Yeah.
No Tank Top Tuesday because of it.
Because being all grown.
We're going until next year, 2026. Sorry,
we're
going
to carry it on the night show, if
okay.
you don't mind.
Y'all, you guys can rock with it.
You know that all bets are off at night.
Yes, so. I do. I love it. And so that's the...
And Jockstrap Thursday.
The hold on, what?
I'm didn't, sorry. Go
that
ahead.
Was that a thing
I'm sorry,
already, what? Or is this something new, a new invention?
Just randomly thinking.
Jockstrap
go ahead.
Thursday. Go ahead. Not a bad idea. Except for it's underwear, and you know how I feel about that. Guys, let's go ahead and rock out with cut three. This is what happened last night.
Swinging a drive down the left field line. If it's fair, this game is over. It's hooking. It is fair, and the Rangers win. Jake Berger with a walk-off hit. And Texas comes back and beats the Snakes 7-6. Losing streak snapped. Rangers get the W.
Nate was not great last night.
No, and he wasn't.
And I say that he wasn't himself. What we've seen over the last month, two months here,
really all year,
it's been awesome. And last night he was frustrated. Some pitches hung. Some pitches were straighter than usual. And Arizona, quite honestly, they looked confident whenever they were swinging at some of those pitches. And even in the dugout, you could kind of see them. They had this confidence about them, like, man, we got him. We figured him out. And then the offense had to do something. Around the fourth inning, I tweeted out, well, it was a good run. That was the time he was giving up all those home runs. And somewhere in there, I was like, I don't know if I can watch the rest of this.
Right.
Because it might be one of those one-run games that the Rangers, that's all they give us tonight.
Felt like it.
And then I get back on my phone and everybody's like, not so fast. Wyatt Langford. Dude, last night what happened, it was the guys that you'd like to do it.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Not the ones you expect.
You
like Corey Seager and Simi. Okay, good. All right, we're on the same page.
No, you and I are 100% on the same page. Look, I watched the game, and I was driving home last night. Was it Hicks or Nadell that was on the call with Sandler last night?
Hicks.
Hicks said the one thing, he said, you know, the thing about the Diamondbacks is, sure, they score a lot of runs, but they give up a lot of runs.
That is true.
And he said that in the second or third inning, right? Right at the top of the third after Eovaldi was getting rocked. And sure enough, very next inning, boom, they put a one run up there, and look, they left some guys on base. And when Langford got up that third time around, and I was telling you pre-show, you just felt like, man, it would sure be nice. Because he made good contact on that second at bat, right? So you're thinking to yourself, like, okay, sure would be nice. I mean, this is the time, if something's going to turn for this baseball team, boom, he hits a three-run home run. Rowdy Tellez does what he needs to do. And then Jake Berger. But to your point, look, Rowdy's going to rowdy. But Langford and Berger,
yes.
Two guys that you are, if this team is going, and you know, look, you and I sound like a broken record for the last 10 days. You and I have been saying this, but I mean, look, I guess this is the way
when
the
world. When you're right, you're right.
When you're right, you're right. Now, do we feel, my only concern, Corey, is this going to be the proverbial two steps forward, two steps back, and we're going to be doing this two-step dance for the next 40 games?
Maybe, but I enjoy just like a Cowboys win. I'm not going to be upset about it. I'm going to enjoy the win.
No.
We'll dissect it, and we'll move on to the next one. And the Rangers have another one today, another one tomorrow. I'll be out at the stadium tomorrow at Globe Life Field with Kevin, is the hope, if he's back from
Germany.
Have
you still not heard from him yet?
I haven't heard a word from the
human. Do we know when's he supposed to become stateside?
I haven't seen a post on anything, so I don't even know, dude. Is he alive? And he also runs the KNC Masterpiece Facebook page. And I don't even know if he's updated anything in the last 2 weeks. We might be losing all of our listeners because he hasn't done anything.
Man.
And I should have been doing something. But you know that
you were in the pool naked the whole time.
Well, no, not that's Man. Today. That's later on today, Alec. That home run from Wyatt looked like he hit it off a tee.
Like, I mean, that was a beautiful swing.
I got everything behind this and rock it. And that was just one of those very confident. It was the third time he'd seen the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Very confident. I got this. Bam. Take care of business. Rowdy, That's good. That's fun.
I mean, that's what Rowdy's going to do, right? That's kind of what you brought him in here for.
From the 817, we were getting Rowdy behind home plate. Not the person. Right. But they were just getting loud and everything, and it felt like the guys responded to us to getting Rowdy. Do that more,
whatever
y'all.
Whatever it takes,
Tolo's,
man.
Rangers fan. Actually, Tolo's need to lead the way for the Rangers fans.
They really do.
Because Tolo's are Rangers fans. That's fine. But you need to lead the way when you're out there. You need to set the standard because y'all listen to the station.
Yeah.
Mike told you a long time ago. He's been telling you, Rangers fans, we need a little extra from you. When we were at that Dodgers game, when me and Carter and Kevin and Ruben went to the Dodgers game out in L.A.,
yeah.
It was everybody was involved in the game.
Yeah.
I was fascinated to watch how focused. Of course, during breaks, during half innings, you know, everybody was staying up taking their pictures for the Dodgers game.
Which is fine.
But when it was game on, everybody was locked in and the crowd was good. And that's what these guys need.
You can't get outdone by LA fans.
When you have that adrenaline from a World Series, you've experienced that. Getting back to that whenever you have a stadium full of people sitting on their butts is very different.
Right.
When you have a stadium full of people that are anticipating the moment, that's when these actual athletes do really respond to what's happening around that environment. If it's a flat environment, they're playing flat. If it's going to be a rowdy environment, they're going to be after it with you.
I've been to more Ranger games this year than I was the year before, and I've been to my fair share of Houston games when I was in Houston. And Globe Life can get rowdy,
yeah,
pun intended. Okay, yeah. I mean that place. We were there with the Yankees and the when Eovaldi was pitching the last time against the Yankees,
yep.
And I mean that place now. I would argue, and I can't remember who, I think it was, I don't remember if it was Choppy that said it, but I mean, it took everybody kind of a second to stand up and start cheering because Yankee fans will get up no matter what.
Yes.
Like, they do not care.
They want roll call.
And I appreciate
all those
that.
Things, yeah.
And there's no reason why Ranger fans can't do the same thing. All
no,
right? I mean,
absolutely.
You have something special. Now, I understand, look, you're frustrated. You got swept by the Philadelphia Phillies. But like you said, it's a new series. You came back. And dare I say, and I don't want to get too carried away because like we said, it's two steps forward, two steps back with this baseball team. And I said yesterday, this team gives me 82-80 vibes. I hope I'm wrong about that.
We all do.
But, and maybe this is the other thing too. We keep waiting for that seminal moment with this baseball team. Okay, we continue to wait, and I don't know if I've gotten fat or if the hydraulics are on this chair.
We believe
shot.
That we've seen it. You believe you're like there. It is.
We keep that, like we all. Everybody wants to look back at that moment where they said, "Okay, this is when things started to turn." Like this was the game where you were down. You know, and look, this had all the hallmarks of a potential. This is where everything shifted, right? Where your stud ace. Didn't have his best game. Probably had his worst game of the year,
yep.
Right? Hands down, okay? So Eovaldi has his worst game of the year. You're down by 5 runs, all right? And the two guys that you were counting on, because let's be real, going into this season, Wyatt Langford and Jake Berger were two guys that why this team was considered a World Series contender, and that's not hyperbole, like that's a legit thing. Go back and, you know, check the receipts, folks. But Wyatt Langford and Jake Berger were two of the reasons why people thought this team could be a contending World Series team
back.
In 2025.
Yep.
All right? And they've been just okay through 119 games. And then what happens last night? Langford gets you back into it.
Berger
wins the game for you. Okay? And
with a really good at bat,
with
too.
Tremendous at bat, okay,
yeah.
In a pinch hitting situation. All right, so my man had been cold all game long. Boom, gets up. Boom, knocks a nice, you know, and battled before that too.
Yeah, he did.
Okay,
yeah.
So my point in all that, and then oh by the way, you're Phil Maton. Came in big, all right? My boy Sean Armstrong came in big last night. So the guys you needed to step up did exactly that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And so you just hope with everything, with all the mechanics of what went down last night, maybe.
They catch a ride maybe. On the adrenaline wave.
Because, bro, you're going to need to win 7 out of 10.
Yeah. You have to.
And oh, by the way, the Houston Astros, Josh Hader, their closer, is getting his shoulder looked at.
Yeah, and I'm not cheering that on.
No, we're not cheering it on at all, but let's be real, okay? That's one team that you're chasing.
Jagon and Terrell, I know he's an Astros fan.
Love Jagon and Terrell.
Love Jagon and everything.
We love Jagon and Terrell.
We understand the situation he's dealing with right now.
He knows what the deal is. He's still Tolos.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, let's talk with our friend Dallas Cowboys insider Mickey Spagnola next. We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We've got baseball nuggets coming up in about 15 minutes, so we'll get into that. But right now, it is time to talk with our friend, Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, live from Oxnard. Mickey, what's going on today? What do we got rocking?
Got a little practice getting ready to start here late this morning and padded practice. So it'll probably be a pretty good workout since it's a kind of a short week with traveling on Thursday.
They don't have any padded practices like this, like during the season, right? Because of the way the schedule is.
No, you get one padded practice a week.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Is this kind of would this be that one padded practice then, kind of like for the regular season?
No.
Okay,
they're going to be in pads today and tomorrow. I would imagine go light on Thursday before they take off, and then Friday would probably be a walkthrough practice for the game on Saturday.
Has Schottenheimer, like, is he starting to see the development of the physical practices that he wants? Is that something that's really kind of growing for them right now?
Yeah, I think the practices have been physical. I think that especially if you consider the fact that they had the padded practice last week on Tuesday with the Rams before the game on Saturday. So they treated that practice almost like a game, except for the fact that they weren't tackling. So a lot of the first line players got a lot of snaps during those controlled workouts as opposed to playing in the game on Saturday. And I think they looked at that scrimmage as almost, you know, it's not a fourth preseason game, but the extent of work they were able to get with practicing against another team was a lot more than a normal practice. So a lot of the frontline players, well, all the frontline players that were healthy got extensive work on Tuesday, and that's probably one of the reasons they backed off on Saturday and played guys that are trying to make the team as opposed to guys that they know are going to make the team.
Mickey Spagnuolo, Cowboys Insider, joining us here talking all things Dallas Cowboys. With the surprise performance of Malik Davis and Phil Maffa getting a heavy dose of carries on Saturday as well, how does that shake up this running back room, and what do you expect to see from a practice standpoint with those two?
Yeah, I think that a lot will depend on the availability of Miles Sanders and Jaden Blue. It sounds like they've got a chance to get back in practice this week. Both were nursing leg injuries. Sanders, a knee. Blue, a knee and an ankle. So I think that'll, have some effect on what happens with those guys. Now, Marfa's been practicing a lot. So there was no backing off on him or giving him more snaps. They did so in the game because of the lack of other guys available because of injuries. As for Davis, I think they got to take a look. This guy, every time he gets a chance, I think he's productive, and he just never seems to be able to make a team. And I don't know, and that's not just the Cowboys, because when he gets released, somebody else could pick him up, and no one really did last year or this offseason. So I think when you see him run like that, you kind of scratch your head and go, well, what's the deal? So I would imagine that he's earned some snaps in practice this week and some snaps in the game on Saturday against Baltimore. And he's got to take advantage of the opportunity like he did this past Saturday night.
I'll tell you from experience, having a Davis around is a pretty good thing. Fred Davis joining me here on the KNC Masterpiece. By the way, Mickey, brought to you by Ford, your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Yesterday, during the Schottenheimer press conference, he talked a little bit about tackling, stripping the ball, pad level. Those are three things that it felt like they kind of, had worked on as they were, we were out there for the first couple weeks. And he said, these are the things we really have to get after defensively. What were some other notes that, that Schottenheimer was diving in on?
Yeah, I think if you go back and watch some of the plays, I did, kind of majority of the first half. And they were high. They weren't using, it was almost like a lot of times they weren't using their shoulder pad. I mean, they were using their shoulder pads too high and not low enough, and they were getting run over. So yeah, that'll be something that they work on these next 2 days to remind them. But remember, just always take into account who was playing. A lot of your frontline guys weren't out there. I would imagine that they may get some snaps in this game. We'll see how it goes and not save it for the third game. But I think that you might see some of that more in Saturday's game. And as for the physicality or the pads or things like that, yeah, they've been pretty physical in practice. Sometimes, a little too physical when you see Jaden Blue getting thrown to the ground,
yeah,
like he did. Jake Ferguson getting sideswiped like he did. It was starting to get physical. And I think, it was a reminder to these guys that even though you're not tackling, you better be aware, because you never know when you're going to get hit. And then that's more like in a game, too. You can get sideswiped in the game, so you better be aware at all times. And I think that was a reminder last week.
Mickey, Nate Thomas didn't look awful. And in fact, I think you can make a kind of an overall statement that the O-line kind of, didn't look bad.
No, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves, for as uninspiring as the defensive line was at times, and penalties notwithstanding, and we're talking about Awesome Richards, but it was the offensive line a group that, they were pleasantly surprised with, and has Nate Thomas distanced himself at all at that left tackle spot moving forward?
Oh, I think if you just look at the snaps and he only got 10, then he's your starting left tackle until Guyton gets back.
Gotcha.
I don't think there's any more competition, just judging if you just look at the snaps. And those were your backups, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't have their starters out there. And I think that, you know, at some point, either this coming game or the next game, I think when you put the starters out there, you want all five out there at the same time, because that's how you're going to play. From the backup standpoint, you know, if you need a backup in the game, they don't go out there with all the five other guys that they've been practicing with. They just go out there with the starters. So, yeah, I thought for the most part, the protection for Joe Milton, I thought was good. There are times when he had a lot of time in the pocket and almost, I don't mean to say too much time, but he's just got to get the ball out of his hands. He can't be there looking all over the place, and then he ends up staring down a receiver when it's late and the guy's covered. I thought they did a good job. They did a good job late in the game, opening holes for Malik Davis and Marfa. So for a bunch of backups out there, and you got to remember with Thomas, you know, he didn't play all last year. So the last time he played tackle football, other than, you know, in practice until he got hurt last year, would have been 2023 at Louisiana. He gets extensive work in practice along with the rest of the first team guys. And they're just trying to, you know, not overexpose them to injury till they get to the season in games that count.
Yeah, and with Milton, too, it sounded a little like yesterday that Shoddy was like, look, not every throw has to skip up the tunnel like Brett Favre used to throw, you know, 100 miles an hour every single time. You can put some touch on him every once in a while. Mickey V.
He is a fastball quarterback. And sometimes it's okay to throw the ball that hard, but sometimes you got to have a little loft to it. Can't be line drives all the time. Because a couple times he had receivers open because it was line drive. And it was low, the DB was able to make a play. If he gets a little loft, it's over the DB and he gets to your receiver. So, again, that's another indication he just hasn't played enough football, especially in the NFL.
To that point, and, you know, one of our guys here at the Fan, Jake Reba, he's been covering Joe Milton for a while now, since his days over at Michigan. And I just wonder, and maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't, but If we saw that yesterday, all right, and this guy's been playing football, and what is he, 24, 25 years old? I mean, I got to believe that whether he was at Michigan, whether he was at Tennessee, whether he was at New England, like, haven't coaches told him, look, not every throw needs to be a howitzer? Like, I mean, I got to believe that over the course of his football life,
they're working on it.
There have been coaches that have told him, you don't need to throw every football like it's your last one. Is this just he just doesn't know any better, or, you know, he's just stubborn, hard-headed, or just when live bullets start flying, he just goes to what he knows and he's just throwing the ball as hard as he possibly can?
Yeah, I think it's the latter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think sometimes when you have, and it's not just how you throw the ball, sometimes with guys with technique, you can sit there and try to correct this. You can try to correct that. And then when the bullets start flying, as you said, you resort back to what you were doing and what you were, you know, needing to correct. And, you know, maybe in college he got away with throwing fastballs all the time. But in the NFL, that's not going to, you know, it's almost like baseball, right? The pitcher can't go out and throw 100 miles an hour all the time. You better have something else. Or the hitters at some point are going to time your fastball. And I think it's somewhat similar in football, that you just can't keep firing the ball at everybody and trying to, you know, break their hands throwing the ball so hard. So, it's something that he's got to work on. But I think what happens is he gets in a game and he goes, well, that guy's kind of open. I think I can outthrow the DB, and it's not a big enough window, and the ball gets knocked down. Or he could have had a couple more interceptions easy, right? He had one on a deep throw that he had no business throwing, but there was a couple other of those fastballs that got hit and popped up in the air, and that's the last thing you want. And there was at least two or three other balls that could have got intercepted. So you're hoping he's learning. But again, he needs reps. And with only two preseason games left now, you're kind of running out of time. So, you know, you heard how Schottenheimer answered a question about who's your backup quarterback.
Yep.
And he said, I don't need to answer that today. And I think that speaks volumes right there, that this is a work in progress. And they still got to judge, and maybe they think Will Greer's in their back pocket, or they got something going with a free agent quarterback that's still out there that might have a little bit more experience than either of those two guys. But I think it's a consideration that they got to keep looking at, and by no means is this settled.
Yeah, and that was such an important question that Brad and Babe both asked it. So that was a good thing yesterday too. That being said, regarding the backup quarterback, regarding Milton, there are receivers whose jobs could be on the line. And I'm kind of curious how the coaches manage watching that. I know they see these guys in practice all the time too, but then they step foot on that field, that's a different time. So it's got to be frustrating as a receiver sometimes whenever it's not quite working with your quarterback. But how do they manage that when these receivers are trying to get their jobs and they're trying to get this last spot on the team?
Yeah, good point, Corey. And practice counts. So I think it was Clayton Adams that maybe pointed it out yesterday, that the game is only part of the evaluation. They do evaluate what they see in practice every day. And so a lot of the times when they practice at such a fast pace that even when Dak's out there, they're rotating receivers through left and right. So it's not like CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens get every snap with Dak in practice, because when they're trying to get in the huddle, or a lot of times going no huddle, If there's a pass pattern that those guys are down the field, they don't wait for him to come back. The next two receivers or three receivers jump in there. So the practice analysis is part of the overall evaluation of those wide receivers, not just what you see in the game. So what they're looking for by saying that is they want consistency, because we've seen that, you know, over the years, that some guy just stands out in practice, and then the lights come on, and
right.
goes, well, where'd that guy go?
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you last year it was Jalen Cropper.
Yep.
You know, had great training camp, and then the lights came on, and it's like, where'd this guy go? He disappeared. Consistency over these three and a half weeks, however long we've been here, is really important. So the same thing with Malik Davis. Okay, you saw what he did in the game. Now when they get into practice this week, is he as effective? Can he keep doing what he was doing? Same thing with Trayshon Holden, the young wide receiver, rookie free agent from Oregon. He's had big practices here. And you know what? He carried it into the game and made a couple nice catches, ran a couple nice routes. So again, it's the total package. It's just not what you do in the preseason game.
Thank you very much, Mickey. We will get back with you tomorrow at a later time, as we'll have you on at noon tomorrow here in DFW.
Oh, I could sleep in.
There you go. Get some rest, Mickey. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, see ya.
There he goes, Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com insider. And you can always remember, he's brought to you by Ford, your North Texas Ford dealer. Ford is the best in Texas.
It is.
It is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for Baseball Nuggets. Did last night change the case for Nathan Eovaldi and the Rangers' first ever Cy Young? Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time for Baseball Nuggets, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. And we start with Nathan Eovaldi from last night. Now, going into last night, Evan Grant had written a piece on the Morning News about his case for Cy Young. Can Nathan Eovaldi become Rangers' first Cy Young winner? Here's how his case stacks up.
Mm-hmm.
And it started, obviously, with the ERA. Like, that was the big key, is that his ERA was like a point and a half better than everybody else's out there. This was one of the lines, and somebody just texted this in. They said, I have a sense, Corey, that the baseball writers have already decided that Scooble's winning the Cy Young, although I wish it was Nasty Nate that he could add it to his Hall of Fame resume. And I think we're all kind of right there with you. But this line that he threw out there was, if your last name ends with SK, you have the inside track, because Skeens and Scooble. And Scooble's having a remarkable season, and it's one of those that it's been all season long, and it hasn't stopped. Skeens is phenomenal.
Dude, I mean, you heard the stat that, I mean, you mentioned it. Choppy mentioned it this morning. I mean, in 47 career starts, he finally gave up 7 hits.
Yeah, he's, you know, and when we were watching him in college, I remember Mike goes, I went to see him at A&M. LSU was playing A&M, and he was like, this is the real deal. Like, this is a guy that will be a generational pitcher. And he didn't use that lightly. Sure. Did he say that Wyatt Langford was going to be an MVP his rookie season? Yes. But then Mike also understood.
We swing and miss in this business, all right? And oh, by the way, that's
MVP
not
in my heart last
that's
night.
That's not a hot take, considering that Brett Boone said on these same airwaves that Wyatt Langford reminds him of Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
And that once he figures it out, he'll be a year-in, year-out MVP candidate. So the Wyatt Langford thirst in DFW amongst pro ball players is real.
The obstacles, here were the obstacles that Evan Grant says are in the way. Innings. Mm-hmm. And Jared talked about this last week when we were out at the Globe, and you kind of hear, I think it was, I was watching the broadcast and Emily Jones said innings, and then she went and da, da, blah, 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 blah. She was like, yeah, whatever, it's stupid. You know, like I was laughing, they were laughing. They were like, explain that a little bit better, Emily. And she was like, nope. But if you look at the innings, it's one per every game played. You need at least that. And it looks like, according to Evan, he's going to have to average 6 innings every single start for the rest of the season.
Which is not out of the realm of possibility.
That's right. You don't know, you're dead on there.
Hell, he's had a complete game shutout, third, fourth start of the year.
Right, exactly. At his current pace, Eovaldi, who's averaging just under six innings per start, is going to have, will maybe get nine more starts.
Okay.
And averaging out, that would give him 165 would be what he would carry in.
Okay. So that'll qualify him there.
The lowest innings pitch total for winning pitcher in a 162-game season was Corbin Burnes with 167. In 2021.
I was going to say, that just happened a few years ago.
He and Zach Wheeler, who led the NL in innings pitched, got 12 first place votes. Burnes won on down ballot votes. I don't know what that means. But yeah, that ended up being the case.
Like what, probably the most third, fourth, fifth place finishes?
But with that small amount of innings, like that close, 165, that small amount, that's going to put voters in a predicament of trying to figure out, okay, what other things stand out? So that the innings could be the thing because Scooble's innings are going to be higher. He did more in a more time.
Yeah.
He was more effective over all that time. He also said Rick Sutcliffe won in 1984 with only 150 innings, but that was only 150 innings for the Cubs. He also had pitched for Cleveland that year. So that's a
different thing. Remember like it was yesterday.
Oh, of course, because I was three at the time. Mm.
You and I both.
3 years old.
When do you, you're born in 81?
Mm-hmm.
Which birthday?
July 1st.
That's right. You told me that once.
What's yours?
March 8th.
You're older.
I am.
Old ass man.
I am. But who's got more gray?
That's definitely
raise your hand.
Me.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you got more gray.
That's definitely
not me.
When we get to Luby's or whatever, yeah. I'm going to be wheeling you in there.
You're
going to pull out your AARP card first.
Let me stop you right there real quick.
You get the discount.
Let me stop you right there real quick. Last night, I called and wished my 96-year-old grandfather a happy birthday.
And isn't he running like a marathon or something?
Ran a 5K the other day, okay? Jeez. Won a poker tournament over the weekend, all right? $850, he made sure to tell me that. And just had his driver's license renewed, which doesn't expire until he's 100.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So these Davis jeans, baby. Who's our girl that got in all the hard time? Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
These jeans.
Okay.
Fred Davis has great jeans.
Malik Davis, Fred Davis. Huh? All great jeans in the Davis.
It's a good week to be a Davis, people.
Garrett Crochet also, he has over 140 innings. Great 2.24 ERA. He's doing fantastic
as well. What do you think it's going to? I mean, I think he's going to get the innings thing. I have no question about that.
Strikeouts are another thing that his total number, his total number's not going to add up. So that's another thing. The hype train is something. Scooble has a hype train behind him.
Well, plus Detroit's been the best team or one of the best teams in baseball year. Mm-hmm. Texas hasn't.
Yes. So those are all the things that are obstacles for Nathan Eovaldi.
Well, and here's the other obstacle. All right. Going into the season, he wasn't even the most prominent pitcher on his own team.
That's right.
All right. I mean, look, people, we just came to the realization.
We love Nathan Eovaldi. Yeah.
Look, everybody, we all love Nathan Eovaldi. Okay. Yeah. Make no mistake about it. But going into the season, it wasn't about, I mean, look, everybody, you're excited about Nathan Eovaldi. You know what he brings to the table, and he's probably one of the more underappreciated
pitchers. We love him
pitchers.
Like we loved Colby Lewis, because
right?
Colby Lewis was a bulldog that you knew you were getting an outing that you might be able to win.
If the only way Nathan Eovaldi wins a Cy Young, he's going to need one, maybe two complete game shutouts. And is going to have to be nails where he's pitching 6-7 strikeouts.
Yeah, here late in the season.
Okay,
yeah.
Like he's just going to have to go on a run of all runs if that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be a great year.
He had some historic numbers. Like he really did. We were discussing that. Like only a few pitchers had better ERA in the live ball era than him. We discussed that last week. He's had a couple of other things that have stood out for him.
Yeah.
Last night sucked. Like, and I don't
happens.
Use, I've really never used that word on air.
I'm okay with
rarely
it,
do.
To be honest.
Because Spittle told me not to.
Yeah.
But last night sucked.
Well, it did.
And when you're making a case for that, last night's a regular game in the regular season, it happens occasionally. But when we were discussing that, if you're on a trajectory and you're doing these kinds of things and you're, I don't know that he's like, man, I have to win this Cy Young. I don't know that that's in his mind. But last night, for what it's worth, that was out of character for what we have with Nathan Eovaldi.
What we've seen this year, no question.
And so that's probably, last night was probably the moment. That was probably the moment whenever voters could go, okay, we can just go ahead and check that one off. Now, he bounces back and has, as you just pointed out, a couple of complete game shutouts. that could completely change everything. The last night's one of those where they go, okay, let's drop him down in even the thought of the category. And quite honestly, he hasn't even been in the betting odds for it all because he doesn't have enough innings to qualify. So we want it. We want a Cy Young for DFW because we've never had good pitching. I mean, our whole lives, the Rick Hellings of the world and the Kevin Browns that we dealt with, all these things that came through here still never got a Cy Young. So we want it for him. And Nate's a good dude, good leader, World Series champion, brought that to us.
Texas guy.
Yeah.
Huh?
So there's a lot of reasons for us to want it. Yeah. A lot of excitement about it as well.
I wanted to be 6'4 growing up.
How'd that work out?
I'm
did
not.
Did you like... When I'm at the gym, every day there's this lady. She gets done with her workout, and then she goes and hangs from the bar for like
five minutes.
She just hangs there. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I feel like she's trying to get taller. Is that
Would that make you taller, or would that just stretch your arms out?
I don't know.
No, it's a spine thing. Decompresses your spine.
I need to do that. Dead hang.
Yeah. I do that after before and after every workout because you know I got the bad back now.
Yeah.
So it helps decompress.
How do you have
everything.
A bad back at 23?
Power 24, lifts, actually. Yeah. Put some respect on my name.
Tell you what, you young guys, yeah, squats. You guys take it personally.
Remember back in the
42.
The 80s movies where you always had the guy that was, he had the magnets on his feet that he would hang from the bar upside down and he'd be like, oh, yeah.
What the hell movie are you talking about?
I don't even remember. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time to ask this question. I think this is really important. What's the one thing you think every kid needs to learn how to use?
Oh,
because a can opener definitely is one of them. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.